Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lin. Okay, so wow, not bad. Right. Third episode, I still holding on to the same slogan. Why? Because I do the same all the three episodes at the same time. I see I haven't changed clothes yet. Okay, but most likely you'll see this only on the second or third week or first week of 2025. Okay, so I need to 一次哦做到完. One time oh, when I keep doing and doing and doing, I got the flow already, then it's easier to do it. And because my daughter going to primary one, so my life also a little bit changed. I need to get used to like waking up, fetching her to school in the morning, then later afternoon fetch her and whatsoever. I'm still trying to stabilize it and understand like my schedule, okay? So today I'm going to explain the difference between a new launch process as well as the EC process. So new launch as in new private launch as well as new EC launch, they have two different processes. Okay, so today I'm going to share with you how it works and what's the difference, and let's go. Okay, so firstly, we understand the flow of how a new launch purchase works. Okay, so you all have to understand this first. The thing is, what I'm sharing with you, right, is 90, can I say 90% or 95% of what most of the developers will do. I'm going to share with you like some of the scenarios that I've experienced before that's a little bit special. But 95% of the developers, right, will do this procedure. Okay, so you don't need to worry, you don't need to kanchiong or what, you just need to understand how the new launch process works. Then at the second part of this video, I'm going to share with you the EC, new EC launch process. New launch private, new launch EC, different. The procedure and the process is different. Okay, so first of all, new launch private. Okay, first I want to share one very important thing. If you want to buy new launch private, right, you don't want to pay ABSD. You make sure you already sell your place. Because if you haven't sell your place, I can tell you that no matter how you want to go and zing lah, the agent tell you can lah, say wow, you must faster sell your place lah, delay this, delay that. I tell you something, it's very, very risky. Don't bother taking the risk. So you want to buy any new launch, always get ready and always sell your place first. Sell your place. Make sure the buyer already exercise your place. Then you don't need to pay ABSD, guys. You don't need to pay ABSD as long as you already sold your place. Okay? So the first process is during the preview period. Go to the show flat, see the show flat, make an appointment with me. Okay? That's one very important point. You make an appointment with me. There's no agent fee, guys. New launch, there's no agent fee. You make an appointment with me. Then we show you the show flat, okay? You drop your check to join the balloting on the booking day, which some will call VVIP lah or VIP or whatsoever lah. I will just tell you that it's called booking day lah. There's no VVIP or VIP lah. Anybody also can drop the check lah, okay? As long as you drop the check on the balloting preview period, you will get to join the booking day, okay? So let's say normally we will close the show flat on the Wednesday, normally Wednesday lah, so there's more time. Then we will collate all the checks, then we will do a balloting on a Thursday, Friday. Then we will send out the list to tell you, okay, Saturday you are 9 o'clock one or 11 o'clock one or 10 o'clock one or 12 o'clock, what time you will come. So it also depends on your number. So 9 o'clock maybe come 1 to 100. Then 10 o'clock one come 100 to 200, example. Okay, so when you go for new launch private, you need to get yourself very ready in terms of your budget, in terms of your finances. You need to really know how much is the developer launching. I can tell you that this is a very crucial step. A lot of buyers, some agents tell them very low price because they scared they end up don't want to go balloting, or they scared they end up don't want to buy or don't want to go for balloting, like they lose their chance. I also don't know what they're thinking. For me is I will tell you the most accurate pricing. Why? Because if I give you the most accurate pricing, you will be mentally prepared. If you can afford, you buy lah. If you cannot afford, then don't buy lah. It's very simple. I don't feel that you have to bluff the customer or make it sound very attractive to push the customer. Why? It's very simple. Because it's not, for me, for me, I can say that it's not difficult to determine a guide price. Okay, it's not difficult to determine a guide price. So actually, a lot of these launches, before they launch, if you watch my review video, I already roughly hint and tell my members, because my review video, right, for new launch, I don't show it to public, man. I put it in members corner. So those members were here, I already give you the price, man. And in the review, right, I give the review even before the show flat open. So I really visit the show flat because I visit as an agent, ma. So I go in and I memorize everything that I share in the review. So I tell you the most important thing is know the price correctly, because if you know the per square feet price correctly, you go and times the square feet for the floor plan, you will know what's the budget that you need to buy. Why you need to do that step? The reason is because in a new launch process, right, you wouldn't know the price. You don't know the price, huh, until that Saturday booking day. Until that day, you are in the queue. Okay, you will only know the price for the unit that you want to buy that day when you are in the queue. So let's say, for example, 9 o'clock, you are the number 9 o'clock person to come. Okay, you're supposed to come at 9. When you go up at 9, this is the price list that's given to you. You don't have the price list for every single unit, one. You can only shortlist maybe the max, I think, 10 to 15 units. But normally people won't shortlist so much, like, because it's not easy for the agents to give you 10 price and then you go and calculate. They will normally give you a guide somewhere that ask you to choose like 3 or 4 units, then they give you the exact price. That's how it works during the booking day procedure. So the price, when the 9 o'clock buyer price and the 10 o'clock buyer price, or the 9 o'clock buyer price and the 9:30 buyer price, 10:30 buyer price, 10:45 buyer price may be all different one. It can also be all the same. Okay, so this depends on the developer again. There is no hard and fast rule. There's no confirmed or SOP or standard operating procedure. Don't have. It depends on the developer. So the world prices keep increasing throughout the day. I can tell you that the answer can be no, the answer can be yes, because it depends on the unit type that you're buying. I've seen launches where first day of launch to last day of launch, the price is the same. Okay, I don't want to name the launch. I also seen prices that the first day of launch, the 10 o'clock price and the 3 p.m. price, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. price, right, is different for, let's say, 3 beta, but 2 beta is the same. So all these things, there's no hard and fast rule, there's no exact one. And also, does the agent have the full price list? No. The agent doesn't have the full price list. There is some leaks that come out sometimes because the agent fill up ready, then they will gather the info. But is it accurate? It may not be accurate. Why? Because the developer can increase the price along the way. Right? So if you come at 11 o'clock, the price that you see at 9 o'clock may be different also. So is there a hard and fast rule to this? Don't have. So you need to know your budget properly. You need to know your maximum budget. You need to do a very, very accurate and detailed planning. You need to be mentally prepared. So during the preview period, when you come to the show flat, right, a good and powerful agent will give you the most accurate idea and the most accurate guide price, so that you already done your loan calculation, you already done your budgeting, you already know how much you can max out, how much you can buy. And that's where you go on the booking day, knowing what to buy, what not to buy, what cannot buy, can buy or cannot buy. Are you in the correct budget or not? Okay. If you are at like 2 o'clock. So this thing is a little bit weird one, because at the start, the queue move, right, the units are snap up very fast. But when it gets later and later, means like 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you see like, oh, 200, by right, 200 people. Maybe snap up about 150 units or 170 units. But let's say 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, by right, there's 500 people coming. But the unit snap up may only be 200 or 220. Because some of the people, there is people that drop check for fun. There's people that drop check under pressure by the agent. There is people that drop check. How to say, some agent do for fun one. They just want to drop check and show that, wow, you know, I got check, but sorry, my buyer never buy because your price too high. That kind, you know, they want to like show some performance to the developer. I mean, this is what I feel. I may be wrong, disclaimer again. So There's all kinds of reason one. So not every single check or is the correct check, or not every single check is a ready buyer. A lot of this check may be just bullshit one. So some buyers, they are like I told you, lor, some agents tell them very cheap, very cheap, very cheap. Then end up the price is not that cheap, ma, so they never come. So a lot of this scenario also. So you will realize that to me is, if you are a serious buyer, you already do your budgeting, you already know how much is your budget. Don't care what is your ballot number. A good agent will tell you don't care about your ballot number. Wait till the time it comes. Look at the availability list first. Make sure that there's still things that you have shortlisted, still have. If have, then we prepare. If don't have, then bye-bye long. Try again next time long, because this is how it works, ma. There is no point to go and push buyer la, or give buyer a false hope la. To me, all these are all waste of time. Okay, waste of time. So after, when you are queuing up, when you're queuing up, when it's your turn, immediately when you step in, while you're queuing up, okay, I talk about queuing up. While you're queuing up, right, everybody queue up, and then the person in front will say the unit number they want to buy. So it's a live thing, it's an ongoing thing. So while you are there considering, maybe you are number 8 person, you must remember there's 8 people in front of you that is also buying. So the queue will keep moving one. So you don't know who will buy the unit that you want to buy. So you need to be able to maintain composure, because people already shortlist the unit, ma. So people may just buy the unit that you have shortlisted. So you must know what is the scenario, what is the situation, the units that you shortlist got enough or not, and all these things. Okay, I very hard to explain to you lah, because every scenario, there's a strategy and there's a correct way to do it. There's a correct way to maintain correctly. Okay, I seen scenarios where my buyer go in front, then my buyer shortlist like 8th floor, 9th floor. Then when they reach the booking table, the people at the booking table ask them, hey, got 3rd floor, we give you discount, you want or not? Then my buyer suddenly shocked, like should she take it or not? No? The thing is, 3rd floor no good lah. But suddenly when you are there so stressed, then suddenly people tell you 3rd floor, I give you discount, you want to buy or not? You were shocked, you cannot think properly. So I tell my buyer, no, you already shortlist 8th floor, this at your budget, don't go and take the lousy unit. This is my job, because I'm the person that's supposed to help my buyer. I'm not there to, I cannot say that I'm not there to help the developer or what, but I feel that my job is to help the buyer. So I need to make sure that the buyer is in the right mind to make the purchase correctly, so that he or she don't regret, because it's a big thing, So these are things that will happen. And then sometimes you reach there, then the unit, you are the next person to buy, the unit got cancelled out, then suddenly you left with nothing, or something, some situations like this. So there's always, when the queue is moving, my brain have to move, because I have to be in the correct mindset to advise the buyer correctly. That's the difficult part about the whole process, including the buyer, also very difficult. I have buyer that queue and then very stressed lah. Oh, I want to vomit already lah. Then they cannot breathe lah. All kinds of situation lah. I can tell you that it's a very interesting process. Because the queue is ongoing. Once you sit down, you have to say the unit number that you want to buy. Say already? Okay, congrats! Okay, solve. That's it. Then you wait for the OTP. Then the agent will do the job, deliver the OTP. Then later make payment lah, find the lawyer, all these things. Then behind, we don't talk about. We talk about the front. Okay? Okay. Be prepared for the second part where you talk about the EC, because EC is different. It's a different game, okay? Okay, I think I cannot do too much video. Very shag already. Okay, so EC new launch. New launch EC is a different game. Why? First, number one, new launch EC, you get to choose deferred payment or progressive payment. Okay, today in this topic, we're not going to explain deferred payment or progressive payment. We're just going to say that progressive payment is installment start now. Deferred payment, installment start later. So every buyer that goes for a new EC launch, okay, use the word new EC launch, easy to refer. New private launch and new EC launch. Every buyer that goes for a new EC launch, they must already done their calculation, whether they are going for deferred or whether they are going for progressive. Why? Deferred and progressive got different price. Okay, got different price. So same thing, as long as, so EC, some agents will tell you, oh, can do manual EAD, Can do e-app already. Shopify haven't opened eh. Can do e-app already. All these are all bullshit. Okay? Yes, you can do manual e-app for what? You do manual e-app later, still have to do the actual e-app. So annual, this word manual e-app, right, is just to make you do the e-app with them. Why? I need to explain this very clearly. Because every new launch, or for every EC new launch, I get this problem with many of the buyers that can't look for me. They thought that, oh, they will go to the fake website lah, some fake website lah, what Tampines EC lah, EC.com lah, whatever. Then they will go and find, they will go and enroll themselves, thinking that, hey, there is no floor plan, there is no fact sheet, oh, but they type in their name and email and number, then this person will have a fact sheet for them, thinking that way lah. I can tell you, you want all the latest info, you message me, or if not, you join my Telegram group. Everything is there. As long as the developer shoot up, I shoot to you. That's how direct it is. So, this thing is, you go and enroll yourself, then they kanchong ma, they want to have the information. The booking, the show flat haven't even opened, the preview period even haven't start, cannot even walk into a show flat yet. Okay? When that haven't happened, means e-app haven't happened. Okay? I explain again. As long as the show flat is not ready for people to go in during the preview period, means e-app have not started. E-app starts the day the show flat open. That's the real e-app. Once you do the e-app with agent A, agent B, or agent C, you cannot change agent anymore. So if your agent very lousy, okay, I can tell you our private new launch are very easy, the calculation. So actually, you choose any agent also good lah. It's still the same lah. They very hardly, they will calculate wrongly one. Because new launch private is the easiest to calculate. The thing about it is, about how the agent bring you through the process correctly, giving you how accurate information, because you don't know the price until the booking day ma. Okay? But EC is different. EC new launch, oh, the difficult part is to identify whether you are eligible for progressive payment or deferred payment, and how eligible are you to buy. Because EC calculation, right, is very difficult one. And the process of pay this, pay that, cash first, CPF first, all these are not easy. They are unlike the new launch private. So EC new launch is the hardest. The financial calculation to me is the hardest in all, whether is it HDB resale, private resale, everything. Deferred or progressive, all these are the hardest to determine. Okay, so it takes a very experienced agent to calculate. So I can tell you that I can give you the number on the phone. But again, my advice, if you watch my last few video, is that try to, I only start to get my bankers to calculate all this bridging lah, IPA for EC new launch, all this for the customer 2 weeks before the launch. Because we don't want to give wrong info. Then later, during the launch, later on, the customer cannot satisfy the purchase. Then they will lose their 5% deposit. So we don't want. Okay, so we do it as accurate as possible. So once we, on the phone, we determine for you deferred or progressive, we tell you how much down payment you need, how much you can purchase, what is your budget. Preview start, we meet you at the show flat, show you the show flat, okay, bring you around the show flat, then that's where you do the e-application. So when you do the e-application, means you have engaged us. Again, when you do the e-application with me, you don't need to pay an agent fee. You don't need to pay an agent fee, okay? Then once you do the e-application with me, the e-application done, you will get a ballot number. Okay, so I give you an example. Let's say booking day is on Saturday. So normally EC is like that. Booking day, Saturday, we will close the show flat for dropping of check. So people that drop their check to join the preview, or people that complete their e-app, submit their e-app. Because you need to submit the e-app. Okay, in order, okay, so there's no dropping of check. Don't have this drop check procedure. In new launch EC, they call it e-application. So e-application is like you just have to submit an e-application and get it approved. Okay, get it approved. Get your e-application submitted. No need to give check. New launch need to give check. New launch private need to give check. New launch EC, just submit e-app. But of course, the e-app got to be eligible to buy. If you're not eligible to buy, you submit the e-app also no use. So when you submit the e-app, the developer will key in to make sure that you're eligible to buy, because inside you already fill out your income statement, everything. So we already know that you're eligible to buy. Those people that submit their e-app, e-application, okay, they get to see the price. They get to see the price of every single unit, deferred and progressive price, individually. Okay, that's the very big difference for new launch private and new launch EC. They get to see every single price for every single unit on the, I think, Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, both days. Those are also the days where they take the ballot ticket. You know, they already submit EA, right? So they have a ballot ticket. They need to take the ballot ticket to drop into the ballot box so they can choose. If they see the price, they think too expensive, they don't want to drop into the ballot box, then don't drop. You don't drop, you don't get to join the ballot, you don't get to buy on the booking day. Okay, understand? So you see the price, you already do the calculation, everything already. Actually, when you see the price, you drop the ballot ticket, right? You still have like 2 or 3 days to go home and do the exact calculation. So I think EC new launch is very fair. But you need to really, the tough part is really to make sure that the numbers can tally, make sure that your finances are correct and you are eligible to buy and you have the money to pay the down payment, because normally EC loans are lower. So that is the worst and the most difficult part. But the best part is you already see the price. So everybody sees the price and they queue up in the queue on the booking day on Saturday. The price do not change. So developer do not change prices. Developer cannot change prices during the booking day, during the booking day process. As long as you are a buyer that has dropped a balloting ticket, done your e-application, on the booking day you are in the queue, the developer cannot change the price. The price will follow the Tuesday, Wednesday price list. Okay? The price will follow the Tuesday, Wednesday price list. So all you have to do is come on the time that you are balloting. Your ballot ticket is 9 o'clock, you are number 50, you come at 9 o'clock. Depends, okay? Your agent will tell you, go there and buy. Okay, one interesting thing, for EC new launch, there is a second timer quota at 30%. So once 30% of the units are being snatched up by second timer, then all the second timer later on cannot buy anymore. They have to wait 1 month later. The first timer, the balloting sequence will continue to move and roll. So the first timer can continue to buy. Okay, so this is also another thing that is very different. Again, prices remain. No difference. Okay, what I know is, I think, because I haven't seen a scenario like this, the developer will only increase price normally, is after the booking day, when all the ballot ticket has completed their runs, okay, and everybody, whoever they buy, whoever they don't buy already finished already, all the ballot number, let's say 600 ballot number already completed and run finished already, then the developer can change the price, okay? But during the booking run, the developer cannot change the price. The price will remain. This is 15 years of EC I've seen. The price will remain throughout the whole booking process. It's very different from the new launch private. Okay? So this one a little bit hard to explain. But I think this is very interesting because even agents today, they are a little bit confused on how the process runs because there is no standard procedure for this, but this is how 99% of the procedure works. Some, they may tweak here and tweak there a little bit, okay? Like how they define this, how they define that, and that is the ability of the agents to capture what's the difference and play the game correctly. But the normal process are all the same. Many years ago before COVID, right, a lot of this booking, even actually recently, I think 2024 at the start, Jaden booking day, the balloting is not book ballot on Friday, then tell you what time to come on. It's live balloting on the spot. Saturday on the spot, he ballot and shout the number, then the buyer got to stand up. So everybody is sitting at the tentage and waiting for a number to be called. Once they call, you go in, queue up, and then prepare to buy already. It's straight away one. That one is very chaotic and is very stressful. It's more stressful than knowing what time you can come. Because some people that, let's say the ballot number is behind, some people don't even come because they know that they cannot get the unit they want. But when you go for the Jaden one, everybody will be there at the start of the balloting. Until some people feel that, hey, their chance don't have it, then they go home. So the live balloting process make everybody need to be present. I think that's the most difficult part. But so far, I think I only see like Jaden and some private invitation for CCR. They have this live booking day, live balloting. The rest of the people so far has been going through the COVID process, which is to ballot online, all this thing, which I feel that is better crowd control and also less stressful and less chaotic. Better for the buyers also lah, because it's really, really very crowded and very squeezy for everybody to go in the tentage and wait. And sometimes you wait just for the first 2 hours, because after that you know that your chance is not there really, so you just go back. So I don't really feel that it's very healthy for that kind of process to happen lah. So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button, I'll see you in the next episode. Hope you like this episode, and bye bye.